Good morning, this is Dennis with Daily Inspiration. This is Friday morning. Sorry, I skipped there, Wednesday and Thursday. So this morning I would like to look at before we talked about faith and the qualifications of a deacon or of a bishop. So this morning, I would like to look at the wife's side of it. Basically, it's the same thing as the deacons. Even so, this is 1 Timothy 3, verse 11. Even so, must their wives be grave, not slanderous, sober, faithful in all things. Let the deacons be the husband of one wife, ruling their children in their own house as well. Okay, so let's go back a couple verses. Holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience, and let these also first be proved. Then let them use the office of a deacon, being found blameless. Even so must their wives be graven. So, There we have the verse of the wives. So even so, the wives must also be basic, the same thing as the deacon. They're obvious, they're not to teach, but they're to be sober. They're to be faithful in all things, not slanderous, not slandering other people, not gossiping, but being faithful. I take it that a woman should be prayerful, standing behind her husband. So this morning, no matter where you are, what you are, whether you're a deacon, not a deacon, whether you're a deacon's wife, whether you're a bishop's wife, or an elder's wife, or if you're an elder, whoever you are. I went through the qualifications of a bishop, an elder, but I feel like this is the way most of us should walk and way. This is the way all Christians should walk. Because if it's very important that an elder is not, that an elder is solid. And it is very important for us as all Christians to be solid, grounded, and settled in the faith. Thanks for listening. Willing, we'll have something tomorrow morning.